Legislators from around the East African community are challenging each other in football, netball, athletics, tug of war, volleyball, walking race, golf, basketball, and darts. Gemma Nunukumba says she is grateful to the East African community for trusting South Sudan to host the 12 interparliamentary games.
So one can confidently say that this time around, peace has come to stay in the Republic of South Sudan. And as the political representatives of all in the East African community, your very presence in Juba at this point in time demonstrates how your solidarity and that of all East Africans with the people of South Sudan as we endeavor to usher the country into an era of peace, stability, and nation building.
Representatives from Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burundi, and Uganda began the 8 days event on Friday. Kumba says the tournament is expected to create an environment for healthy competition among East African countries.
The games provide for us the opportunity to know each other, learn from each other, recognize each other's problems, and appreciate each other's viewpoints and achievements. By bringing the region's parliamentarians together, therefore, this tournament contributes to deepening integration within the East Africa community, in as much as it enables our politicians to appreciate how valuable we would be to each other in an increasingly integrated East Africa community.
A Ugandan lawmaker says he was surprised to see development in South Sudan. Mosi J. Jonas says he will tell the Ugandans that South Sudan is a peaceful place.
Yes, it is my first time, and I was a bit scared. But what is on the ground is not what is portrayed. The environment is calm, and we've been, the Sudanese are very friendly. That's what I can able to affirm and confirm, that what is being portrayed is not what I've seen. And I was so much amazed with what is happening as far as infrastructure is, what is going on.
Matthias Robi, a member of parliament from Kenya, says biased news about South Sudan has discouraged people from visiting the country.
Some people from other countries like Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda were not expecting to be in a peaceful way as we have witnessed here in Southern Sudan. Personally, as a member of parliament from Kenya, I'm supporting these inter games among us so that it can create peace. And we are also welcoming the DRC people so that this one can be taken to the country so that it can promote peace.
Tanzania lawmaker Prisca Starimo says most lawmakers from the region feared insecurity as they came to South Sudan.
When we first heard that the next competition is going to be held in South Sudan, we were scared. We were not sure what the security would look like, the people, the grounds and everything. But we were on one point motivated because we knew that the decision to get South Sudan into East African community, most of the things must have been taken into consideration, including the stability, the economy, the people, and the readiness of the whole integration, the East African community.
The 12th Interparliamentary Games ends on Friday. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.